We continue our learning. L'nishmas David ben Menachmish and Chaviyakan Mipnichus Leo. We're in Shavuos Parakei Mishnah Dalid. Shavuos Hapikadon only applies to a claim of money in a situation where had the person admitted to it, he'd be chayav to pay anyway. So someone who's tovea, let's say a knas, we mentioned already, hamodeh b'knas pater, ones mefateh, kefil dalad behei. So these are cases where of knas, where if the person would admit and I stole, then he wouldn't have to pay the kefil, he only pays the karen. So the Shavuos Hapikadon should not apply to that. Let's say you have a case though, and we had this in the past by Shavuos Eidos, where there's both a claim of knas and karen, of mamon, and a penalty together. So Omar, what would the halacha be there? Would there be a Shavuos Hapikadon for his denial of owing the money? Anasta upitisa is bt, vuhu omer lo anasti velo ptc. Have a case where someone said to his friend, you raped or seduced my daughter, and therefore you chayav the 50 kesef, 50 shekel, which of course is the knas. But there's others, there's boshes, there's embarrassment has to be paid, there's pagam, ones pays if it's rape and not seduction, you pay tsar. And the person responds, vuhu omer lo anasti velo ptc, no, I'm not chayav to pay anything. And then he said, Mashbiach ani, can I make you swear to that? Vamar amen. And he says amen. And then he confesses that he swore falsely. So chayav, he's chayav a korban asham because of Shavuos Hapikadon. Why is that? Because in the end of the day, there is a mamon component to this, which is there's going, even though there's a knas for which you wouldn't be chayav the Shavuos Hapikadon, but there's boshes pegam, there are other payments as well for the cases of rape and seduction. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no din of Shavuos Hapikadon here. There's no korban asham. She'eino mishalem knas al piatzmo, because the person who's moded a knas would be pater from paying. Had he admitted that I raped or I seduced your daughter, he'd be pater from paying that 50 shekel. Therefore, this is not considered a denial of money when he claims that when he lied. Therefore, he's pater from Shavuos Hapikadon. So the obvious response of the Chachamim, I'm alone. Chachamim said to the Rabbi Shimon, "Afal pi she'enu mishalem kenas al piatzmo, mishalem boshes begam al piatzmo." But if you admit, a person admits to rape or seduction, he may be put from the knas, but the embarrassment payment and the begam, the fact that there's a defect, the fact that there's a depreciation of our value because she's no longer a besula, so then that has to be paid. So in addition to the knas, so why wouldn't this be a case of Shavuos Hapikadon? The Gemara explains, so what is the basis of the machlokas then? The Chacham said very well to Rabbi Shimon. So the answer is that Rabbi Shimon holds that the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon are both viewing when we have a case of knas and mamon together, which is the primary claim that the claimant is making. So Rabbi Shimon says the knas is the primary claim. And since that's a primary claim, and modeh b'knas pater, there's no din of Shavuos Hapikadon. And the Chachamim believe that the primary claim is the boshes to begam money, is the mamon. And therefore, there will be a din of Shavuos Hapikadon. Why would Rabbi Shimon say the knas is the primary claim and not boshes to begam? Because knas is something that's fixed in the Torah. Chasez chamishim kesef. That we know it's always going to be 50. Boshes to begam is, it all depends on her value, what it was to begin with, and how much it depreciates. So a person's not going to leave aside something that's a fixed amount, 50 shekels, a lot of money, and you know that's what you're getting, and be tovea something that's not a fixed amount, and therefore his mind is on the knas, and not the mamon, and since his mind is on the knas, there is no Shavuos Hapikadon, because there's no Shavuos Hapikadon for knas. But according to the Chachamim, no, he is, he claims as well, you want not only the knas may be fixed, but boshes begam, that's something he's tovei as well, and therefore that's important to him as much as the knas, and therefore he's going to be chayiv to pay in such a case, because he's chayiv to pay, even if he's modeh. And that's why we look at his claim on boshes begam as well, and Shavuos Hapikadon can't apply because it applies to mamon. Parakei Mishnah Hey. A person says to his friend, Ganavta Eshori, similar idea. You stole my ox. I didn't steal it. Mashbiachani, can I make you swear to that? Vamaraman, he says, yes. Halachi is going to be chayav for Shavuos Hapikadon. This is classic. It's true when it comes to stealing something that's kefel, but there's also karet. There's also the principal that has to be paid. So if the animal's worth $100, true kefel would be $200. And if you admitted to stealing the animal before you came to, or you ran to Beis Din and admitted, you'd be putter from $100, but the other $100 you have to pay. So there's a karet, there's a principal payment. You chayav for Shavuos Hapikadon for your denial, your swear. swearing falsely and then admitting. But if, let's say, he says like this, Ganavti, Reuven says to Shimon, Ganavti, Shimon says to Reuven back, Ganavti, I did steal your shore, Avalo Tavachti Vilamacharti. So I stole it, you're absolutely right, I'm not denying that. But slaughtering it and selling it, I didn't do. So now, what's he saying? He's saying he's denying, the only thing he's denying is the tevichel mechira. He's I'll pay you the kefil. I'll pay you the keren and the kefil. But I slaughtered it, that I sold it, that I'm not going to pay. That's dalva. Hey, that's only mashbiacha aniv amar amin. And he's, will you swear to that effect? And he says yes. Pater, then he's pater of shuras habekater, because the only thing he's denying in this case is the knas. How about the following? Hey, mishorcha yeshori, your Reuven sishim, and you know your animal, your ox killed my ox. And he says, no, he didn't. Can I have you swear to that? He said yes. And then he confessed that he swore falsely. Chayev, he's going to be chayev. Why? Because we're speaking about here a shor muad. A shor muad is after it's gored three times, so therefore you pay full payment, and that full payment is considered mamon, obviously, as opposed to chatzi nezek, which we mentioned in the past. Chatzi nezek, we apal ganiska knas, so we consider it a knas. So had this happened on the if we were shor tam, then we would say modeb knas would be pater, and there would be no shuas habikaton. But it's a shor muad, therefore it's a classic case of mamon. But the following, what about this? Hamis Shorcha es Avdi. Reuven said to Shimon, your shor killed my Eved Kanani. The halacha is that if a shor kills an Eved Kanani, there's a fixed amount of knas in the Torah, which is 30 shekel, no matter what the value of the Eved Kanani is. That's what you pay if your ox killed someone's Eved Kanani. And Shimon responds, Romelomis, no, it's not true. So Reuven says to Shimon, can I make you swear to that effect? Vamarami said, yes. He said, amen. Pater, he's going to be, and then he confessed that he really, okay, fine, you're right, my ox killed your Eved Kanani. Pater, he's not chayv the korban ashram shuvas apikadon for lying, because all he was kofar on is knas, because the Torah says, kesef in parshas mishpatim, kesef shloshim shkolim yitein la'adonav, that is what you pay, and the entire payment for an ox killing an Eved Kanani is knas. What about this? Amar lo chavalta b'vasisa b'chabura. You hit me, you injured me, and you made a wound. V'omer lo chavalta b'vasisa b'chabura. No, I didn't injure you. I didn't make any wound in you. Mashbiacha. Can I make you swear to that? Amar amen. He said yes. Chayef, he's chayef for shvus apikadon. If then he admits that he swore falsely, because this is a classic tevia claim of money. But what about amar la avdo? Amar lo avdo, rather. The Eved Kanani said to his master, Hipalta Eshini, Visimisa Eseni, oh, you knocked out my tooth, oh, you knocked out my eye, and you chayv to send me out, I'm supposed to be free, as the Torah says. Vu Omer, and the master says, Lo Hipalti, Lo Simisi, no, I didn't knock out your tooth, I didn't blind you. And the Eved says, Mashbiachani, can I make you Mr. Master of mine? Can I make you swear to that effect? That it's true, you didn't knock out my tooth, you knocked out my eye, that I don't have to go free? Vamar Amen, he said, yes. And then we see that the master was lying. Pater, he's pater from Shuas HaPikadon. Why? Because an Eved, why does Eved go free? For Shein V'ayin. Because it's a knas. It's a knas, it's a penalty, it's a fine that we give the master. So this is not a kfira, a denial of mamon at all. Zahaklal, the Mishnah gives you the general rule. Kol Misharam al piatzmo. If someone would pay, even if you would admit to it, and therefore it's not knas, it's mamon. So then chayiv, he's carving the chayiv of the korban asham if he swore falsely. But Jaina Mishalam al piatzmo. But if it's a tvi, a claim of knas, for which, had he admitted, he would not be chayiv to pay, then patur is patur from shuras apigadon. But it still is a chiyuv of shuas bitui. Shuas bitui, the fact that he lied. So there is that obligation as well, and potentially a carbon olev yored in that case.